So allow yourself to be with yourself. We're going to take the attention from being with everyone in the group back to the individual in the group. So, you know, you've been meeting and talking and really enjoying each other, and that creates an outward focus. And now we're going to bring the focus back inside. And one or the other focus is not better than the other, but you want to be able to use the type of focus and choose the type of focus that you want. So we're noticing the difference right now. One is when you're focused on the group and interacting, you're expending a lot of energy. And that's fun, that's wonderful, and that's nice. And then you need to balance it with the repose when you turn within and gather your energy resources together and build them back up. So just like the in-breath and the out-breath, everything in life has this type of balance where it goes out and then it comes in. It goes out and in. Now sometimes when we come in like this, it actually feels a little tense at first. We're meeting back up with our being that has been focused outward and tensed and expending energy. And so there's a transition period, and this is where we have to be very gentle with ourselves. And we take a little time, and we go from rushing to slowing down. And we feel the diaphragm. And let the diaphragm start breathing us. So that's different than using your mind to breathe. Americans, or Westerners could have this habit of using their mind to direct the breath. And actually your body knows how to breathe perfectly fine without you directing it. So get in touch with the diaphragm. And that's right at the base of the rib cage, or the base of the sternum. And it's like a trampoline that goes all the way around the inside of your body, from front to back. And remember, we want to feel the quadrants of it. The right front, left front, right back, left back. And let it wake up. Say, good morning, wake up. To all four quadrants. And then as we start to breathe like this, there's a period where the heaviness of the mind goes through an alchemical process where the heaviness of the thoughts gets digested by the breath. And so it's okay. You'll feel some heaviness at first, but as you continue breathing, it'll start to get lighter and lighter. Now, some people are stopped short by the heaviness, and they think, this isn't meditating, I'm not doing this right. Actually, you are doing it right if you notice it. as you continue to gently settle in and let the diaphragm take over, you'll notice that you're not creating heaviness with your thoughts and emotions any longer. And they're starting to lighten up. And your body and breathing becomes freer. And you may even feel as if your spine is starting to straighten out a little bit, that your head is getting lighter. And now also feel your legs and hips. And that sinking and spreading feeling is a smart, skilled feeling. You're setting your base in. And we're preparing ourselves. So it's just like preparing your house for a party. The first thing you notice is where all the mess is, and then you clean it up until it's spick and span. And again, I'm going to reiterate, very often people stop and think that they're doing something wrong when they feel heavy or awkward as they begin to relax and meditate. And I'm going to tell you that that is actually a good thing and that you should keep going. It shouldn't stop you. It's what you need to encounter, need to purify, and elevate. So it's okay. I will feel the lower legs and the calf muscles. And we'll invite the calf muscles to get softer and drop. Notice the right one, notice the left one. Invite them, the calf muscles, to be bathed in colors that they like to be bathed in. And the right one may be different than the left one, so invite the right one to be bathed in color and just watch the play of color or feel the sensation as it releases. And then bathe the left one, invite it to swirl colors around it until it's bathed in its favorite colors. And notice how the legs and hips start balancing out. And they may kind of rock back and forth, and the energies may wave back and forth until they find an equilibrium. And that's perfectly natural. And feel your feet and the energy centers on the soles of the feet, right in the middle. That's the equivalent of the center of your palm and your hand. That's a place you know. And become aware of the right foot and the left foot, and let those areas activate. And feel the connect with your feet to the earth. Greet Mother Earth. And you don't have to greet her with your mind. Your body is greeting her by being in energetic relationship with her. And we want to start to fill up with the energy that comes up from the earth. This energy is the feminine energy. It awakens the chakras, balances the meridians, and it's very intuitive energy. So once you become filled with this energy, it clears your system and supports the intuitive nature within you. Now, if you have been having a week that's very active or very with a lot of emotional ups and downs, it will take a little bit of time before this energy fully clears your being. If you keep up with this on a daily basis, then the energy will clear through you pretty quickly. It'll clear away the tensions, the tension in the muscles that occurs tightens the muscles and twists them down into your body. Imagine taking a dish rag and wringing it from both ends. That's what happens to the muscles in the body with tension, because the muscles are swirled throughout the body. They're not straight. And tense thoughts and emotions are going to wring the muscles, and that's what creates the out of balance, the right hip, left hip, one being higher or rotated, the shoulders and neck, the mid back. All of that is created by tension, which this energy from the earth can clear and balance. It's speaking earth to earth. Our bodies are made out of earth elements, and the energy from the earth is not distorted, and so it sends a signal up through the body of how to realign in the most natural position your body can return to. This is really, really important, and it's really important to try to do this at least twice a day, sometime in the morning and sometime in the evening, so that by the time you go to bed, you're reset, so that the tension is drained out of your body returns to a natural state, and it's relieved of the stresses and strains. Now, some of you wouldn't think of going to bed without straightening up your house, or cleaning off the kitchen counter, or something like that. This is the same thing. You don't want to go to bed without having realigned, picked up inside your body, so that you return to the most natural alignment without tension, so the body can rebuild itself during sleep. Now let's scan through your bodies from head to toe and feel where the energy from the earth is coming up, and feel areas where it still might be tense and you want to invite the energy into. So for example, my right shoulder needs more energy in it. It's still a little tense. So I'm going to invite that into that area and receive it so that it will realign my neck, my jaw, my whole upper body. And see how that feels for you, which areas you need to have the energy drawn into and attuned to. And you may feel some unwinding in the neck and shoulders, or all through the whole back and hips. The reason we do this, outside of the health benefits, is you're bringing the body into its natural alignment with the earth, with the wholeness, taking you out of isolation, out of fight flight, out of worry, and then bingo, your intuition can wake up, be heard, be more clear. Intuition is always there and available. We just can't always get to it. This helps us get to it. A lot of intuition comes through our bodies, through our cells, through the energies that run through our bodies. It's not a mental, head only, mind only experience. It's a whole body experience. So to expect yourself to become intuitive or spiritually insightful without preparing and aligning your being kind of sets you up for failure. Good. Invite the energies into any other areas that need them. Let the energy flow through your hands and feet. And you'll notice another kind of awareness waking up inside of you. This is a whole being awareness. You actually get to the point where you can barely think with the mind, which is good. And your being is being. You're knowing through a holistic knowing. So you may sense that things are getting lighter. Your being is getting lighter. You may sense colors or sounds. This is just the beginning of the tuning up process. And you're doing very well. And I will say that on different days, it happens more or less. That some days you can align and clear through pretty well, and other days it's a little less, and that's absolutely fine. You don't get down on yourself if you're not clearing through all the way. You give it your best shot, and you go on, and the next day you do it again. This is something that becomes part of your life. Now, as we've prepared the receptacle, which is your being, then we become aware of the energy descending from above as a fine energy. Could be a light, a feeling of lightness or brightness, or it could be a tone. And the energy descends through your being and around your being. And the energies that come from below and above begin to spiral together until they find a dynamic balance. And let's be with the energies for a few minutes here. Again, another cleansing, purification is happening. You may feel some angelic beings around you. You would only know that intuitively. Light beings or angelic beings, there's a sense of them. Most people look for them, but the easier way of knowing them is by sensing them. And the whole group is being raised to a higher vibration. So that you may function as a light on the planet. There is a beautiful light being in the center of the circle, just above the circle, like a crystalline, with a crystalline light energy, almost like the most beautiful disco ball you could ever see, showering light down on the whole group right now. So, relax and become very receptive. You'll feel your hearts activate. We're going to allow ourselves to be enveloped in this light. Now what's happening here is very, very deep, dark, heavy energies from our beings are being transmuted. So if you're sleepy or feeling not quite with it, that would be why. Energies from our root chakras are being transformed and enlightened. And that has to do with all the tribal family issues and connection to the planet and birth issues, things like of these topics are being cleared and healed. If you can hear me, become aware of the root chakra and the energy down there at the base of the spine. It may feel like you're sitting on a lotus blossom. You may feel a direct stream of energy going straight through into the planet and upward through the crown and into the heavens. You could also call it a cleansing of the subconscious. So things that we were not aware of that were blocking us are being cleared. There we go. There's a lot of the clearing is moving through now. And we're going to ask or offer from within our hearts just another request for anything that is blocking us or attached to us, to that we're very willing to have that cleared right now. And we give thanks to the holy beings that have blessed us today. And it would be wonderful for you to realize that you're in partnership with these beings. They are part of your wholeness, part of all that exists. And they're always willing and available, when we are willing and available, to be in co-creative healing with us for our personal selves and for the planet. We're allowed to be healed. Give yourself permission to be healed. So often healers want other people to be healed, but they forget about themselves. Ha ha.